From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. A Missouri prosecutor won't be charging Governor Eric Greitens with filing a false campaign finance report about a charity donor list. Cole County Prosecutor Mark Richardson announced today that he received information from Attorney General Josh Hawley, but decided not to file a charge. Hawley spokeswoman Mary Compton says that while prosecuting attorneys have the discretion whether to file criminal charges, Hawley's office still believes there is probable cause for the charge of filing a false document. Richardson did not say why he chose not to charge Governor Greitens and declined to comment further. Meanwhile, a measure that would have narrowly legalized medical marijuana died in the final week of Missouri's legislative session. Smokeless medical cannabis could have been obtained by only terminally ill patients and people with epilepsy under the bill, sponsored by GOP Representative Jim Neely from Cameron. Kansas City Democratic Senator Jason Holzman says the bill was too narrow and didn't address regulatory concerns.
It was not in a form that was workable for a functioning industry, nor access to patients who really needed the cannabis.
Holzman supports a ballot initiative that would legalize medical cannabis for people suffering from a wider range of conditions and levy a sales tax that would support veterans. It's one of four marijuana initiative petitions submitted to the Secretary of State's office. One of Governor Eric Greitens' former rivals is now part of the GOP chief executive's legal team. Jason Rosenbaum reports on how Catherine Hanaway is assisting the governor as he faces impeachment.
Hanaway ran against Greitens in a combative Republican primary in 2016. But after she lost, Hanaway became a vocal Greitens surrogate, and several of her campaign staffers joined his administration. She's now representing Greitens' campaign committee as the House considers whether to impeach the governor. Hanaway says she got involved because she's concerned about the process.
The men and women in Jeff City right now are kind of the founding fathers of impeachment, and I am very concerned that they have not really thought about the implications of doing so without a process that gives the accused a chance to put on their own case.
Hanaway is defending Greitens against contentions that he improperly used a charity fundraising list for political purposes. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri legislature has passed a bill to cut the corporate income tax rate. The bill cuts the rate from 6.25% to 4%. If made into a law, that cut for business would go into effect January 2020. The proposal would offset this revenue loss by changing how multi-state corporations can calculate their taxable income. Another union-unfriendly bill has made it through the 2018 legislative session. The Missouri House gave final approval today to legislation that would reduce the number of local governments that have to pay the state's prevailing wage on public works projects. Current law requires non-union workers to be paid the same amount of money as union members on construction projects, such as roads, bridges, schools, and government buildings. Democrat Doug Beck of St. Louis opposed the bill.
We're going to ask skilled workers to take sometimes a cut of $15, $16, $17, $20 an hour to do jobs that are skilled, possibly skilled welders and things like that.
Supporters argued that Missouri's prevailing wage is set so high that rural governments can't afford to pay it. The bill now goes to Governor Eric Greitens. Missouri lawmakers have also approved a bill to help new mothers struggling with addiction pay for treatment programs. The bill, which the House approved in a 133-6 vote, allows women to receive coverage for more than a year after giving birth for substance abuse and mental health programs. The current coverage ends 2 months after a woman gives birth. If approved by the governor, Missouri would need a waiver from the federal government to enact this extension. This waiver would be the first of its kind and a notable expansion for a state that didn't expand Medicaid following the Affordable Care Act in 2010. Lastly, Missouri lawmakers have voted to give state colleges and universities expanded leeway to raise tuition. The bill would allow public universities to raise tuition by up to 5% on top of hikes for inflation. The increase, however, would only go into effect if state funding had been cut the year before and cannot be larger than that cut. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.